Jerry Bader Show 950. What are you chuckling at over there? That's because Lieutenant Governor and I are talking. Jason, like, you guys got to get back on the air now. And we'll actually maybe share a little bit of what we were talking about off the air. As Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish does join us, we're talking about tax burden, possible getting rid of the income tax, tax roundtable. Again, that's before I forget, it's 10:30, right? Mm-hmm. So you're in a hurry when you get out of here to get over to NWTC, Corporate Conference Center Room. That's at 10:30. It'll last 60 to 90 minutes. I want to get to some other stuff, just basically talking strategy a little bit. There's a, and I'm going to actually play it later in the show. There is a soundbite from Governor Walker talking with Candy Crowley on CNN that raised some eyebrows, where she basically asked what he thought the Tea Party role would be. And I think 2014 has the potential to be a very big conservative year. And essentially he said, look, there's not one monolithic Tea Party, which he's absolutely right about, but I think we're better served going after Democrats than Republicans going after Republicans. Ever since Act 10, Scott Walker is seen as a walking litmus test of conservatism. And what really he's saying that you shouldn't run to the right. What he's saying is we're better served going after the other side.
Well, I think what the governor is saying is it's okay to all pull in the same direction.
Yeah.
It's okay to all be on the same team when it comes to our party. As you know, the governor and I are Republicans. We have a certain set of principles and beliefs. And it's okay to band together, strengthen numbers in order to advance those beliefs and principles, one of which, obviously, is going to be lowering the overall tax burden in the state, something incredibly important to both the governor and me and the taxpayers of Wisconsin. Already, he's lowered it by $1.4 billion. Let's see how we can lower it even more to make the state even more prosperous. But you and I were talking in the break, Jerry, about the fact that you have joined forces with other conservative talkers throughout Wisconsin, and the strength of the message is amplified and magnified by that force. The force that you believe is for good in the state and toward prosperity. And if you are going to fight for what you believe in, don't you want to join up with others who have the same beliefs, the same values, and make sure that your ideas and principles are being advanced?
When you look at 2014, and I really think it could be a very big year, both here in Wisconsin and nationally, for the conservative movement. I have hypothesized that the left in Wisconsin is going to push this war on women nonsense, and that's what Mary Burke's campaign would be all about for governor. Nationally, what you're seeing is this income inequality and the minimum wage and take from the rich and give to the poor. Bill de Blasio in New York is seen as mm-hmm. the poster child for that. I'm beginning to believe that might be more the strategy even here in Wisconsin. They're going to do the war on women thing too. What do you see the conservative movement Republicans facing in terms of 2014?
I think those are probably both good guesses because they've tried them elsewhere, particularly the war on women stuff over in the Virginia gubernatorial race. But as you saw, Ken Cuccinelli pulled within just a couple of percentage points there at the very end by talking about Obamacare and the fact that Obamacare was not right for Virginia and, frankly, was not right for America. And that's something that I think as a party and as a Tea Party and as just a group of Americans frustrated with everything from computer failures to being dropped from plans to not having a good personal relationship with a long-standing family practice doc, Americans are really frustrated with. I think there are a lot of Democrat policies that Americans are really frustrated with. And it goes well beyond health care. It goes to keeping more of your own money. It goes to responsibility. It goes to entitlement reform.
That said, how big of a shadow do you think Obamacare will have in the governor's race, state senate, state races?
Well, I think because Wisconsin is the only state in the nation where we have all folks fully covered, whether you are rich or whether you are poor, in Wisconsin, you have a shot at really excellent health care because we have some of the finest health care in America in our state, I believe. And I think Obamacare is going to play a role, because as we continue down this path, people are going to realize that this year a lot of companies were able to renew their policies, right, at rates that, even though they seemed exorbitant at the time, are not nearly as exorbitant as they will be facing in the future. At some point next year, companies are going to be faced with renewing at really expensive rates. Unfortunately, companies are going to be put in really bad situations. Employers are going to be having some really serious talks with their employees. And moms and dads are going to be having some serious talks around the kitchen table talking about how we're going to budget for the gigantic chunk of our budget that healthcare is going to take a bite of.
I think 2014 in Wisconsin, at its essence, at least what has to be the message from conservatives is, one, all as good as they've been so far, the reforms of Governor Walker are still in the germinating stages. They really,
completely.
Yeah, they really haven't had a chance to take root. And the little bit that they have, you know, look at Chicago, look at Detroit, look at what, and you're going to see this in New York. We have petri dishes. I mean, we can compare this to that very simply. Do you really want to go back to what we had under Jim Doyle? And Mary Burke was part of the administration. I just think, do you want to turn the ship around again and go back where we were? I think it's pretty black and white in Wisconsin.
I couldn't agree with you more. We're heading in the right direction. And do we want to be heading in the direction of having to make critical and chronic choices about which bad is worse? I don't think we do. If you get to choose, I think we want to go in the right direction. I think we want to move toward more prosperity. I think we want to move toward keeping more of our own money. I think we want to move toward more accountability. You saw that Open Book Wisconsin just went on live, so folks can take a look and a bright, shiny flashlight at this administration and things that have happened over the last couple of years and well into the future. We want to be held accountable because we're proud of the accomplishments that we've made all together. Again, not branded by political party, not branded by one administration, but all together in Wisconsin. When we pull in the same direction, under the guidance of Governor Scott Walker, we have accomplished a heck of a lot. So let's just keep going in that direction. Jerry, let's keep being more competitive every single year. You know, WEDC just launched its series of interstate ads, advertising Wisconsin as the place in which to grow your business. If you're looking for a place to relocate, if you're looking for a place to invest, why not choose Wisconsin? Because we're headed in the right direction.
And with that, we are out of time, and you are on your way to NWTC for one of the roundtables. So
I'm looking forward to it.
And folks, if they're listening right now, they can head out there, right? They don't need any...
Oh, sure. Yeah. If you want to give us your opinions on tax reform and it's too cold for you today, there are going to be wide-ranging opportunities that we're going to be announcing in the next couple of weeks. We're excited about that. And in the meantime, if you want to give us a call or shoot us an email, you're welcome to do that, too.
Great to see you. Hope to have you back soon.
Thanks, Jerry.
Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, 9:58.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.
Hello, this is Brent.